Today with Budget Matters and talk to our political correspondent Micheál Lehane, who's at Leinster House this lunchtime. Micheál, 24 hours to go. The negotiations certainly are continuing intensely over the weekend. Do we have a sense at this stage of what remains to be finalised?
I think there is still work ongoing, particularly around a childcare package and also in relation to social protection. The fine details, which of course are the most important ones for many, many people, they are the core welfare increases. They're still under discussion. Now, speculation right now seems to suggest that it could be a €12 weekly increase that will be in the welfare payments and also in the pensions. But there is this possibility still that it could be more than that. But if that were to happen, perhaps that would be phased in over a period next year. So that's something that has to be worked out. It does seem now that there will be a double welfare and pension payment made, as well as the traditional Christmas one, but also one perhaps in January. Initially, it had been thought that could take place in October, but it seems that the political thinking at this moment, as the negotiations continue, is pushing that out to January.
Now, in relation to mortgage interest relief, these reports over the weekend that a limited package is being put together. Is it at all clear how the Ministers for Finance and Public Expenditure would limit mortgage interest relief where to be included?
It looks like this could mean that people who are worst hit by the ECB rate hikes could get up to 20% of that increase back, but it would be capped somewhere perhaps around €1,500. Some people say it could be a little above that, some say below, but that would be the cap on it. How it's exactly going to be administered and measured, well, that's not clear, but it is going to look at things like the mortgage balance, possibility too of looking at mortgage arrears, but a targeted measure for people who are in difficulty.
Now, in relation then to the energy credit, we had these last winter and they're on the cards again.
They are on the cards again. When they will be delivered, some at least will happen before Christmas. But we do know that this time, the total that will go to every household will be €400 this time, which is below what it was in the last cost of living package. And of course, overall, there is a clear sense that has been signalled by government ministers that the overall package in those cost of living measures will be less than it was last time. That's because they say while prices are still rising, the rate of inflation has fallen.
Now, a couple of other things. Cut in childcare costs. Roderick O'Gorman was promising a further 25% cut. Is that looking a bit doubtful?
I think that is the big push that's still happening, and there is a hope that it can be delivered. But of course, the Minister for Children had also signalled that he had other priorities too, like extending creche places for children who have a disability. So I think there is still a push on that. There is a focus on childcare throughout this budget, it seems, and I think it's almost certain now that there will be an extra child benefit payment paid between now and Christmas.
And at the other end of the educational journey, if I can describe it as that, student grants likely to go up, and Simon Harris is still pushing for a reduction in college fees.
Yes, there is still a push on that, and trying to people would get money back on the capitation fee that had been paid. So I think also at the second level, there seems to be a determination that the free secondary school books, which exist at primary school now, that this budget will at least make a first step in relation to that. But while you mightn't see all secondary school students perhaps next year getting free books, but maybe the junior cycle students would.
Right. In terms of the wider, bigger budget picture, Micheál, is there any evidence that the overspend, the expected overspend in health this year, and the tightening situation in relation particularly to corporate tax, is that impacting on the measures we're likely to hear tomorrow?
I don't know, is it going to impact on the final spending or on the final measures, but what has happened in relation to health has been fairly tense negotiations, I think, particularly with some government departments over the last number of days. People say it was different to previous run-ins to budget as a result of that, and that was largely due to health. The core expenditure increase in this budget, it seems, is still going to be €5.2 billion, and that's the one that was signalled in the summer economic statement.
Micheál Lehane at Leinster House, thanks very much for that. Back with more after this short break.